Fish and Game's Southeast Regional Planning Team for Salmon Enhancement gave the project its endorsement in a meeting earlier this month. It would allow the rearing of at least 100,000 king salmon smolt in a temporary saltwater net pen in Frederick Sound near Petersburg. The recommendation has been sent on to the Commissioner of Fish and Game for approval. The plan also has to go through the environmental permitting process, which can take a while, especially since the state no longer has a coastal zone management program to coordinate the pertinent agencies. So the project is not a done deal yet, according to Judy Lum, the Southeast Enhancement Coordinator for Fish and Game's Sport Fish Division.
We're definitely not finalized. We've got a lot of permits still out there, and some of them haven't even started their review yet. And because we don't have, I think you're probably aware of, we used to have the Coastal Management Program, which helped us kind of organize and be able to go to one place and that place facilitate contacting all these resource agencies at the same time. We don't have that process, so you don't know in this particular arena whether or not you'll get an agency kind of at the 11th hour coming in going, oh, by the way, you need this permit.
Since our interview, Lum says Fish and Game received their Army Corps of Engineers permit to install a net pen in Frederick Sound near the mouth of City Creek. Proponents hope to rear the first kings near City Creek this coming spring. A local charter operator and the state's sport fish biologist out of Petersburg came up with the plan. The smolt would come from Crystal Lake Hatchery, which is at Blind Slough by the Wrangell Narrows south of town. Chinook returns to that hatchery have been weak for several years. By rearing some of the smolt in a temporary net pen for a month each spring, the department hopes to help them grow bigger before they're released to face life in the wild. The idea is to try and improve ocean survival so more of the Crystal Lake kings return as adults and eventually benefit the area's sport and commercial fishermen.
So this is just one option we're trying to look at to see whether or not we can produce more fish. And it is very experimental. I mean, we won't know to a few years down the road whether or not we get survivals off this particular release. So at the same time, we've installed a heat exchanger to get warmer water in for better growth for our releases. I mean, all these things we're putting into play to hopefully get overall better survivals from that facility.
The project has also been endorsed by the Petersburg City Council, Petersburg's Fish and Game Advisory Committee, and the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association. At the same time, a couple of local residents raised concerns that the release of hatchery kings at City Creek could prompt more fishing effort and impact wild runs to the Stikine and Farragut rivers nearby. They suggested more research was needed before moving forward. The main concern for the regional planning team was that the removal of more smolt from Crystal Lake Hatchery could result in fewer fish returning to the facility in the future, and thus a shortage of brood stock to produce the next generation of fish. However, Lum notes that Crystal Lake and several other hatcheries in Southeast have agreements to provide eggs to each other if they have a shortage. According to Lum, the regional planning team agreed to recommend the City Creek proposal move forward as long as some existing release sites get first dibs on the Crystal Lake smolt.
So the first priority would be obviously Blind Slough, because we want returns to come back to the facility to ensure that we have brood stock. That was the first one. And then the second one was to make sure that there was a priority to Nita Bay, so that this small project wouldn't take precedence over traditional releases that we've had in the past.
Anita Bay is a release site off Edelin Island near Wrangell. The Sport Fish Division is hoping to secure funding for the City Creek project this coming year from the Southeast Alaska Chinook Salmon Fishery Mitigation Program. That federally funded and state-administered program is aimed at making up for Chinook harvest reductions under the Pacific Salmon Treaty with Canada. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.